This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Dig down into that GDP report this morning and you find this tidbit. The drought this summer cost us 0.4% worth of overall economic growth last quarter. The Midwest, as we all know, got walloped. The southeast part of the country, though, largely escaped the hot and the dry, which you'll appreciate when you get down the peanut butter aisle at your local grocery store. Our senior business correspondent Bob Moon reports.
We interrupt months of bad news about the drought for this important message from peanut farmers throughout the South.
Eat some peanuts and peanut butter because we're drowned in a sea of them right now.
Don Kaler heads the Georgia Peanut Commission. He says improved growing conditions and more planting have brought a banner harvest.
It's by far the best crop that I've seen in 26 years as executive director of the Georgia Peanut Commission.
Kaler says farmers are already fetching significantly lower prices, and by some estimates, retail prices could fall by 10 to as much as 30%. That would be especially good news for food banks across the country, which favor high-protein items like peanut butter that they can keep on their shelves. Still, at the Rhode Island Community Food Bank, Andrew Schiff worries that retail prices have been, well, sticky so far.
In general, donations of peanut butter, I don't expect to go up significantly because it still remains expensive.
At the American Peanut Council outside Washington, Patrick Archer says it may take some time for the price break to reach consumers.
As peanuts being harvested at the moment start moving into the food supply later this year and into 2013, I think you'll start seeing moderation in peanut and peanut butter prices on the supermarket shelves.
With wholesale prices already half of what they were last year, Georgia peanut farmer Armin Morris worries about too much of a good thing.
If you want us to have a surplus to drive the prices down to a level that the producer can't make a profit.
Then, though, he mentions the other farmers who didn't fare so well this year and tells me, we were blessed. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.